Do you want to command respect, exude confidence, and embody the virtues of a true leader? Do you aspire to be a dominant man, not through force or intimidation, but through wisdom, self-discipline, and inner strength? If so, then you're in the right place. Today, we're diving into the world of Stoicism to explore 7 powerful ways you can become a dominant man. So, buckle up and get ready to transform your life. Step 1. Develop your presence. The first thing you need to do to become a dominating man is to work on your appearance. This isn't about controlling other people. It's about standing up for yourself in the world in a bold and honest way. Presence is the way you act, the way you talk to people, and the energy you give off. In Stoicism, the idea of presence is linked to the idea of being in the moment. What did the Stoics think? They thought that we only have power over the present moment. Focusing on the present can help you be more present and have a bigger effect on the people around you. First, pay attention to your body language if you want to build your presence. Before you even say a word, your body language, eye contact, and facial emotions say a lot. Be strong. Look people in the eye and smile. These easy things you can do can make a huge difference in how people see you and how you see yourself. Mindfulness is another important part of being present. Being mindful means giving your full attention to the present. Giving someone your full attention while you talk is important. Pay attention, answer carefully, and stay away from things that might confuse you. This not only shows respect, but it also makes the things you say and do more important and powerful. A big part of appearance is also having confidence. Being sure of who you are and knowing who you are gives you confidence. The Stoics said that you should focus on what you can change and accept what you can't. You can feel less anxious and more confident if you think this way. Accept yourself and work on what you do well. Your presence will simply get stronger as you feel more sure of yourself. Developing your personality means getting cool and collected inside. The Stoics stressed how important it was to stay calm when bad things happened. To keep your mind relaxed and focused, do deep breathing, meditate, or use other relaxation methods. When you stay calm, you can handle things more effectively and with more confidence. Pay attention to your body language, be more aware, boost your confidence, and find inner peace to become more present. These habits are in line with Stoic ideas and will help you show a strong, real presence that gets people to respect and pay attention to you. Step 2. Hone communication skills. To be a strong man, you need to be able to communicate well. Talking is only one part of communication. You also need to listen and learn. The Stoics believed that being wise and clear were important parts of communicating well. Start by learning active listening to improve the way you talk to people. Active hearing means paying full attention to what the other person is saying and not thinking about what you are going to say next while they are talking. This shows that you care about them and helps you see things from their point of view. People are more likely to listen to you if they feel like you've heard them. Another important part of conversation is clarity. Stoics thought that people should say what they wanted to say in a clear and concise way. Do not use code or hard-to-understand words. You should instead try for clarity and simplicity. This helps people understand your idea better and makes it more powerful. It's just as important to communicate without words. How people understand what you're saying depends on how you speak, how you look, and how you move. Make sure that what you say and how you act match up. To show care, for example, your voice should be soft and your face should show that you understand. Empathy is a great way to talk to people. Stoics taught that we should try to see things from other people's points of view and understand how they feel. You gain trust and friendship when you show understanding. Try to see things from other people's points of view and treat them with kindness and respect. Being bold is another important part of conversation. Being assertive means being sure to say what you think and feel in a polite way. You should stand up for yourself without being mean. The Stoics thought that respecting yourself and others was very important. Learn how to say what you want and how you feel using I words. Don't say you always. Instead, say, I feel frustrated when. Being open to comments is also an important part of good conversation. The Stoics believed in improving yourself and saw criticism as a chance to do so. Accept helpful feedback and use it to get better at talking to people. To improve your communication skills, try to be clear. Make sure your body language matches what you say. Show understanding, be firm, and be open to feedback. Based on the Stoic philosophy, these habits will help you talk to people more clearly and firmly. Step 3. Self-discipline. Self-discipline is the key to success and personal growth. The Stoics thought that discipline and self-control were important for having a good life. Self-discipline helps you stay focused on your goals and do the same things over and over again. Set clear goals to start becoming more self-disciplined. The Stoics stressed how important it was to have a goal and a plan for your life. Set clear goals and divide them into smaller jobs that you can handle. This helps you stay on track and keep going. Set up a plan and follow it. Routines help you be consistent and form good habits. The Stoics kept their control by doing the same things every day. For example, you can start your day with a schedule that includes working out, meditating, and making plans for the day. Today is a good day to start, and this will help you stay on track. Do little things to improve your self-control. The Stoics thought that small acts of self-control were a good way to see how disciplined someone was. You can practice delaying satisfaction by not eating your snack right away or fighting the urge to check your phone all the time. You get more disciplined over time as you do these little things. Don't let anything else take your attention away from your work. Distractions can stop you in your tracks and make you less productive. The Stoics told us to keep our attention on what's important. Figure out what's distracting you the most and how to lessen it. You could, for instance, set aside a place that is free of distractions or use apps that block websites that are annoying. Learn how to control your feelings. The Stoics thought that our feelings can make us make bad decisions and act without thinking. Learn how to control your feelings by doing things like deep breathing, meditating, or writing in a book. You can stay focused and make better choices when you can keep your feelings in check. Self-discipline also needs to be based on accountability. The Stoics thought that society and help were very important. Tell someone you trust about your goals and ask them to help you stay on track. This makes you more motivated and helps you stick to your plans. To become more self-disciplined, make clear goals, stick to a routine, practice self-control, stay away from distractions, take care of your feelings, and hold yourself accountable. Based on the ideas of the Stoics, these habits will help you develop the focus you need to reach your goals and become a strong man. Step 4. Become knowledgeable. Being well-informed is a key part of being dominant because knowledge is power. The Stoics thought that learning new things all the time was a good way to grow and understand yourself. Adopt the attitude of constant learning to learn more. The Stoics thought that the only way to become wise was to keep learning on your own. As a habit, read often, go to workshops, and look for new knowledge. Read about a lot of different things to get a broader view and a better understanding of things. Learn how to think critically. The Stoics stressed how important it was to be reasonable and think logically. When you learn something new, you should think critically about it. Ask questions, look for proof, and judge the reliability of sources. This gives you more information to help you form well-rounded views and choose wisely. Learn from other people. The Stoics thought that it was important to learn from people who had more experience. Find people who can help you and share what they know. Sign up for online boards or discussion groups where people can share their thoughts and learn from each other. Keep your mind and curiosity open. The Stoics said we should always be willing to learn about and accept new things. Develop your interest and be open to looking at things from different points of view. It not only helps you learn more, but it also makes you more flexible and open to change. Use what you've learned. When you use what you know, it becomes more useful. The Stoics thought that people should act based on their beliefs. Do not forget to use what you have learned in your daily life or at work. This helps you remember what you've learned and gives it more value. think about what you've done. The Stoics thought about their lives every day in order to gain new ideas and learn from their mistakes. Take some time to think about what you've learned, how you've used it, and what happened as a result. This helps you figure out what you're good at and what you need to work on. To learn more, have the attitude of learning new things all the time. Think critically, learn from others, stay curious and open-minded. Use what you learn and think about what you've done. These habits, which come from Stoic beliefs, will help you become smarter and stronger by giving you more understanding and knowledge. Step 5. Decision making. Making good decisions is something that defines a powerful man. The Stoics thought that people should make choices based on reason and virtue instead of their feelings or pressures from outside sources. To get better at making decisions, you should first get all the information you need. The Stoics stressed how important it was to fully understand the situation before making a choice. Spend some time researching, analyzing, and thinking about everything. Having this information helps you make smart decisions. Try to be objective. They said that we should try to see things as they really are, without letting our feelings or preferences get in the way. Before making a choice, you should step back and try to see things clearly. Think about things from different points of view, and try not to make hasty choices based on your feelings. Think about the pros and cons. The Stoics thought that you should think about the pros and cons of each choice. Write down all the possible results and what they mean. This helps you think about the bigger picture and choose more wisely. Think about the effects that will last. The Stoics said we should pay attention to what lasts and is truly important. Before you make a choice, think about what will happen in the long run and how it fits with your values and goals. Don't make choices based only on short-term gains or getting what you want right away. Make up your mind and do something. Decisiveness and acting on their beliefs were important to the Stoics. After getting information, weighing your options, and thinking about what will happen in the long run, you should make a choice and act on it. Do not think too much or second-guess yourself. Believe that you can make the right decision and move forward with faith. Learn from the choices you make. The Stoics thought that people should always try to get better and learn from their mistakes. Think about what happened and what you can learn from it after you make a choice. This helps you get better at making choices so you can make better ones in the future. To get better at making decisions, get all the information you need. Try to be objective. Weigh the pros and cons. Think about the long-term effects, make a choice, and learn from your choices. Based on Stoic ideas, these habits will help you make smarter, better, and more useful choices, which will increase your power. Step 6. Develop your emotional intelligence. You can understand and control your feelings and the emotions of others if you have emotional intelligence. The Stoics thought that controlling our feelings was important for living a good, healthy life. Start by learning more about yourself if you want to improve your emotional intelligence. The Stoics said that getting to know yourself was very important. Pay attention to how you feel, what you think, and what you do. Figure out what makes you feel a certain way and how that makes you act. Being aware of yourself is the basis of emotional intelligence. Learn how to control your emotions. It was taught by the Stoics that we should try to master our feelings instead of having them master us. Take a moment to pause and breathe when you're feeling very upset, to relax your mind and get a handle on your feelings. Try deep breathing, meditation, or writing in a book. Be more empathetic. The Stoics thought that people should understand and accept other people's feelings and points of view. Try to see things from other people's points of view and put yourself in their shoes. This helps you talk to people better and build stronger ties. Learn how to get along with others. The Stoics believed in good relationships and clear communication. Actively listen, say what you mean, and treat others with care when you talk to them. Having good social skills makes it easier to get along with other people and handle social settings. Build up your resolve. Accept what you can't change and focus on what you can. That's what the Stoics taught. When problems or failures happen, be resilient by focusing on your skills, staying upbeat, and coming up with good answers. Being resilient helps you deal with stress and keep your emotions in check. Kit comments and think about it. The Stoics thought that people should always be getting better. Get other people's opinions on your emotional intelligence and think about how you connect with them. Find things that could be better and work on them. Over time, this helps you grow and improve your emotional intelligence. To improve your emotional intelligence, you should learn more about yourself, learn how to control your emotions, develop understanding, get better at social situations, build resilience, ask for feedback, and think about what you've learned. These habits, which come from Stoic beliefs, will help you better understand and control your feelings, making you a stronger and more healthy person. Step 7. Respectful strength. Respectful strength is the ability to assert yourself with confidence and integrity while respecting others. The Stoics believe that true strength comes from within and is demonstrated through virtuous actions. To develop respectful strength, start by practicing self-respect. The Stoics emphasize the importance of valuing oneself and maintaining integrity. Treat yourself with kindness and respect, and stand up for your values and beliefs. When you respect yourself, others are more likely to respect you as well. Practice assertiveness. The Stoics taught that we should express our thoughts and feelings confidently and respectfully. Use I statements to communicate your needs and boundaries clearly. For example, say, "I need some time to think about this," instead of, "You are pressuring me." Assertiveness helps you maintain your strength while respecting others. Show respect to others. The Stoics believed in treating others with dignity and respect, regardless of their status or actions. Practice active listening, acknowledge others' perspectives, and respond with kindness and consideration. Showing respect builds trust and rapport, making your strength more influential and impactful. Cultivate humility. The Stoics taught that true strength includes humility and the recognition of our limitations. Avoid arrogance or a superiority complex. Instead, approach situations with an open mind and a willingness to learn. Humility enhances your strength by making you more approachable and relatable. Lead by example. The Stoics believed in leading through virtuous actions. Demonstrate your strength through your actions, not just your words. Show courage, integrity, and resilience in your daily life. When others see your respectful strength in action, they are more likely to be inspired and follow your lead. Practice gratitude and kindness. The Stoics valued gratitude and the practice of kindness. Express gratitude for what you have and show kindness to others. This positive attitude enhances your strength and makes you a more influential and respected individual. So, to develop respectful strength, practice self-respect, assertiveness, show respect to others, cultivate humility, lead by example, and practice gratitude and kindness. These practices, grounded in Stoic philosophy, will help you assert your strength with confidence and integrity, making you a more dominant and respected individual. Overall, by developing your presence, honing your communication skills, practicing self-discipline, becoming knowledgeable, improving your decision-making, developing emotional intelligence, and cultivating respectful strength, you can become a dominant man. These steps, rooted in Stoic teachings, will help you lead a virtuous, balanced, and impactful life. Embrace these principles and strive to become the best version of yourself.